Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Pete Doshea, who is the owner of U.S. Floors. Pete, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing very well. Thank you. Good morning to you, too.
Yeah, it's good to be with you. I want to talk about this patent. You've gotten this U.S. patent protection on Cortec. You know, Cortec, I know, is a trademark, but it's actually on this product you've been selling now for a while. It's a WPC structure. We'll get into some of the details on this, but I definitely wanted to shine the limelight on this. And I'd like to explain that real quickly because, you know, when you have an intellectual property like a patent, it keeps, unfortunately, in this floor covering business, sometimes we race to the lowest common denominator on price. And when you've got an intellectual property, it allows you to kind of manage that and keep the, well, it's a crude way of putting it, just keep the whores out of the business, right?
That's exactly right, Kemp. This patent for us is important, not in the sense that we are a licensing company that want to license this out and make money per se by doing that, but for us it's a tool by which we can protect the business that we've been building for the last 2 years, which is the WPC business. And we feel that it's important that somehow there is an opportunity to protect what you really believe in, what you've created, from being destroyed by others who have nothing else but the intention of bringing lower products, lower quality products at lower pricing into the market as their competitive advantage. So that's why we are so excited that we have received this patent. Now we have an opportunity to protect the business that we have worked on very hard, and that's our focus. We are flooring manufacturers. We are not a licensing company that basically wants to focus on just making money on issuing licensing.
And just real quick, usually in my interviews, I go to a little background, and we've covered you well. Those people who want to know a little bit more detail about Pete Doshea can go to our July issue that talks about your past. So just go there if you want to know more about Pete. But so let's go back to this. First off, we talked about this at Surfaces, actually, back in late January, and it was imminent. I mean, I think a week or two after Surfaces, you got the notice of allowance, and now finally, October the 13th, you've gotten the patent. Talk about that gap there and what's happened.
Yeah, I've learned a lot about patent filing in the last 2 years because actually we originally filed this patent in October 2012. But like you said, this year, just after Surfaces, we received our notice of allowance, which means that we were notified that our patent was going to issue. And then normally there's administrative type of time lapse of about 6 to 8 weeks between this notice of allowance and actually receiving your patent number. During that period, you can still be challenged by other people that think that they have prior art that could make your application null and void. And that's exactly what happened. So we had to, again, we received some challenges from actually a number of law firms representing their clients, both the U.S. and outside of the United States. We had to address this. We had to present this to the patent examiner. And at the same time, we had to explain why we believe those challenges were not applicable to our patent, which we obviously were successful in doing so. And as a result, we just now received our patent number. So it took about 5-6 extra months to argue against those challenges.
Now, real quick, I just want to give a quick shout out to, you've used Miller & Martin as your intellectual property law firm, and I just want to point out that they're a very talented law firm. They are based in Chattanooga. They're the law firm that actually helped me buy Floor Focus. They're also the law firm that helped us write an article in our October issue around this contractor, subcontractor labor issue. So I wanted to give them a quick plug because I know you've been working intensely with them. Let's talk about WPC. That word WPC can be misconstrued. And in this instance, tell us what WPC stands for.
Wood plastic or wood polymer composites. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what it stands for. It's really originated from the outdoor decking industry where right. There's a lot of extrusion of that outside decking material. So that's where the name of WPC comes from. So I think we're talking more about a composite type of material, different components, so to speak.
Yeah, right. I wanted you to point that out because waterproof core also starts with WPC, and that's not exactly what it stands for. So
it's actually a good name. Waterproof core, that's actually what it is. You know, so yeah. It's actually not a bad name. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And, you know, this has really grown legs. It's almost a category within itself in the flooring business because you have LVT, you know, which is a vinyl composite flooring that has issues. I mean, it's beautiful. It's vinyl. There's a lot of people that have gotten around some of the phthalate issues. But when you install it, it telegraphs. If your subfloor is not in perfect conditions, it can telegraph. Then you have laminate. Laminate, obviously, great flooring, been around for, you know, 20 years or so. the issue there is the moisture and what happens when the core gets wet. So this product is kind of the best of both worlds, isn't it?
Kemp, you're a perfect salesperson for this product, as a matter of fact. You're exactly saying what all the benefits are of this product. I mean, LVT is a wonderful product. LVT in general is a wonderful product. If you look at the dry back or the solid LVT click products that have been brought to the marketplace in the last number of years, it's amazing how beautiful that product has become and therefore how much of an appeal it has to the consumer and to the retailer. But some of these products have had some flaws, specifically when it comes to, like you were pointing out, installation over subfloors that are not perfectly level. You intend to see some telegraphing of the unlevel part of the floor coming through. At the same time, because the fact that the plank is still a plastic type of flimsy plank, you have issues with expansion and contraction, you have issues with the rigidity of the plank, you have issues with the strength of the click system in those products. And with the CoreTech construction that we developed, we have basically overcome all of those issues, and therefore this product has seen an incredible growth because it is solving an issue that the marketplace was challenged with. So that's one of the beauties of the product for sure. And on top of that, I think we have a great selection of decors and different lengths and different widths. So we've made a real focus on expanding that category from a number of SKUs to close to 100 SKUs right now, with more to come here at the end of the year and at surfaces.
All right. Real quickly, I just want to talk about usually if you look at a patent and you really need to focus on claim one. I looked at your claim one in this patent, and it actually has four parts. Just real quick run through it. It's basically a veneer, and that veneer can be made out of a multitude of materials. And that veneer is adhered using a waterproof adhesive to a composite waterproof core that's made of plastic and dust, and then it's got a click system. So those are basically the four parts of this patent, and that pretty well covers the category. So it looks like it's a pretty strong patent.
We have a broad claim here. Like you said, the claim number one is the most important claim in all patents. We have a very broad claim, and we believe we have a strong patent to use. We are continuing right now in what they call a continuation application, with even a broader scope of the patent. I believe you have a strong patent, covers pretty much the whole category. It probably has taken 2.5 years for that patent to be issued. We had many, many challenges along the road, but we have been able to stand up against those challenges and explain to the examiner that our patent and our product is unique, and that's why the patent number was given to us and issued.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. I know you market this under the CoreTech name in the residential market and under the Stratum name in the commercial market. So you're attacking both sectors of the business.
Yes, we do.
Again, been talking to Pete Doshea about the fact that U.S. patent has been issued on his WPC product, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.